Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
At the Pensacola State College, matter of fact, right here, just across the hallway in the building here, in partnership with our partners here at Pensacola State College Police Department, is going to be a way to make us more effective, to be able to respond more efficiently, respond faster, and create a very unique presence. Not only on in the campus area, but here in the north end of the city as well.
Yeah, Pensacola Police Chief Randall yesterday talking about the new substation that is almost ready to get to be open. About 90 days is when they're actually going to have that open and function. It's not going to be like a public facing. It's not where you can go and meet PPD. It's just meant to be a kind of a workspace to drop off body camera video, file reports, that kind of stuff, and, you know, take breaks or whatever, where you don't have to go all the way down downtown to the, you know, the Haines Street location. And as he said yesterday, the goal is
officers will be able to stay in the north end and finish police reports, be able to offload camera footage, not only from their body cameras, but from their vehicles as well, be able to do all kind of other assortments of administrative tasks, be able to take breaks. But the whole part and approach to this and the benefit of it is being able to keep our north end officers in the north end of the city for most of the things that they need to do.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And look, if you've lived in a big city, you know, I've lived in several big cities, you might think, well, how much difference does it make, north end, south end? You know, how? Well, I mean, it might only be 10 or 15 minutes travel time during non-rush hour portions, right? You know, they work 5 to 5. That's their shift, 12-hour shift, 5 p.m. to 5. At least they used to. I think that's still true. So they're not traveling, you know, during rush hour as much, that shift change, really. But still, or at least in the afternoon. But still, that's 10 or 15 or 20 minutes plus round trip. You know, that's a half hour to an hour total time that they're not responding to calls, just in travel. So that's they basically, when this gets put into place, think of it this way. If you got a 12-hour shift, and let's say you go down to the main office twice only in that shift, okay, just two times, and let's say it's a half hour, you know, each way. Let's call it, I don't know, hour and a half to 2 hours, okay? You're starting to talk about 10 to 20% of your shift in wasted travel time. Or another way to think about it is, we just increased our staffing in the north end of the city by 15 or 20%. Because you're, in effect, putting more, you know, badge hours on the road because they're not wasting it driving. So this is a big deal. I mean, this is really smart leadership by, you know, the Pensacola Police Department and Mayor D.C. Reeves.
One of the complexities of this that was alluded to earlier is a lot of it's the servers and security, having the secure network. It really more than the walls or the brick and mortar type of. I think those will be ready probably before Chief Randall and I were just saying. We're looking at on our side probably about 90 days, you know, to be fully in. Not based on the construction. That'll be done earlier, but we're looking to be online in 90 days.
Yeah, the underutilized space that the campus police are now giving to PPD to use, that's not the issue. The space and the, you know, the drywall and the cubicles or whatever, it's the IT. That's the real, you know, the ability to offload and secure things like the body camera footage and also to file reports and things like that. But I agree. I think DC had it exactly right.
What's really great is this is not opinion, it's fact, that citizens in the city of Pensacola are safer in 90 days than they were before. There's no debating that.
Yeah, absolutely. Faster access, faster response time, staged in a different place, you know, increased effective man hours or woman hours or badge hours, however you want to call it. That makes the city safer. That makes you safer if you live in the city of Pensacola. So good for them. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
We're looking good so far this morning. Highway 90 is clear from Milton into Pea Ridge and Pace. Lily and Jackson, Navy and New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side, looks like. And Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard also not showing any accidents yet. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and you're maybe trying to decide between brand new and almost new, or, you know, a little bit more used, I recommend Frontier Motors. I mean, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy cars that are almost new, 1, 2, maybe 3 years old. Typically, they were one owner, a lease or something like that. It's very common. That's how we got our Odyssey, is it came back from a lease in Orlando. They couldn't sell it, so they put it for auction. Frontier here in Pensacola went and bought it, and we got a car, a smoking deal, that had like 12,000 miles on it. So that's kind of how they do business. They're not really dealing in the cars that are like 18 years old and almost dead, you know, or 10 years old or even 5 years old. It's much newer than that, so that you can buy them, drive them, know they're in great condition, like as if new, except you didn't pay the depreciation. The flip side of that is if you've got that kind of a car to sell and you don't want to have to deal with the problem of selling it yourself and Facebook Marketplace or whatever you might do, just take it to them and sell it to them. They'll buy it. They always need cars, of course, because if they sell half their inventory every month, then they have to buy half their inventory every month from people like you. Now, if you want a consignment, sell it because you don't mind waiting a little bit longer, maybe for the money, and because, you know, you think you can get a better price that way, they'll do that for you. No problem. No commission, no extra fees. Just, you know, they need the inventory and you need to sell the car. So whether you are buying or selling a car, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join us tomorrow for the Pensacola Expert Panel. The folks from Foo Foo Fest will be here to tell us about the unique events coming up as a part of the 10th anniversary of Pensacola's Foo Foo Festival. Get all the details, make your Foo Foo plans by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30. It's the 10th anniversary of Pensacola's Foo Foo Festival. Bigger, funner, artier.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Opera is presenting a Pensacola adaptation of Mozart's Così fan tutte on November 3rd and 5th at the Ashmore Auditorium. And get out your good boots for Songs Down South, from Opera to Opry, a Southern music and food festival featuring a full dinner, Southern crafted cocktails, wine and beer, and a genre-bending concert on November 9th. All part of this year's Foo Foo Festival. Get out and enjoy the fall fresh air with Foo Foo Fest and these Pensacola Opera performances. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here we go, pivot! 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 Pivot!
Love how how the O in pivot gradually becomes an A throughout that scene. 437-1620, 437-1620, that's my phone number. Feel free to text me anytime, any comment, any question, whatever you've got. Magic Carpet Ride, downtown Pensacola, the Magic Carpet behind the T.T. Wentworth. You know, there every year there's one of these kind of aerial art events that's going on, and saw some pictures yesterday. It looks pretty amazing. Foo Foo Fest, of course, starts tomorrow, goes through the 13th, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. We got that Mural Fest had gone on. You know, you got just every year, Foo Foo, they come up with amazing things. The Poseidon's Garden at First City Art Center, Rhythm and Canvas at the Pensacola State College. Anyway, go to foofoofest.com, and you can learn more about all the events that are going on there. What else do we have going on? Great Gulf Coast Arts Fest, speaking of arts, that is also this weekend, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Seville Square. All kinds of stuff there. You can find out more at newsradio923.com. And the All Services Ball, to honor her foundation, invites community to join them at the 3rd annual All Services Ball Friday, November 10th at Quarter de Luna, 6 to 11. All kinds of things going on there. Again, like everything else, you can find out more information at newsradio923.com. 721, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Trump family members are set to take the witness stand in the New York Trump Organization civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. expected to testify today. His testimony will be followed by Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and finally, former President Donald Trump. Open enrollment for health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act has now started. Anybody interested in getting coverage under the program for the first time or anybody that wants to renew a plan can sign up starting today. That ends December 15th. And the birth rate in the U.S. apparently is dropping. The CDC says the U.S. birth rate fell by 22% from 2007 to 2022. The data also shows that not one state has reported an increase in birth rates.
That's terrible. And look, I want the births to be within marriage, okay? But the basic reality is that even people outside of marriage are having less sex. That's, you know, which is in a way good. Okay. But people are not getting married. They're waiting to get married. They're waiting to have kids or not having kids at all. And collectively, this is a problem. I mean, I know everybody's got their circumstance, but generally speaking, this is a problem for the race, you know, the human race, not the white, the black, the Mexican, Hispanic, whatever, but the human race. And this is a problem you're seeing in other countries, you know, China and India, well, China in particular, but Japan is one place where they have really suffered from this longstanding kind of trying to discourage people from having children. Oh, crap, now what have we done? You know, so this is a really big issue. And, you know, where do you put the finger for blame on this, or how do you identify? Well, okay, I'll just say this. It used to be that we had an idea that the norm, the ideal, the dream, so to speak, of every young man and every young woman, or at least every young woman, and eventually that would persuade every young man, is that we want to grow up and we want to have sex. I mean, right? Okay, maybe the men want that, maybe the women. But, you know, the trade-off was, well, the way you do that is in this context. We have sex in marriage and we have kids. And that's good, and we reward people for getting married, and we praise them for getting married and having kids and doing that, and, you know, preserving the species and creating the next generation of Social Security victims, payers. You know, like, I mean, you know, that's how this works, okay? So, you know, and if you're not going to have immigration, which is worker supply, then you got to breed workers. I mean, that's just economics. You got to breed workers. You got to make, you know, cheap young labor. That's children. And then they go into the economy and they become productive and they grow and they, you know, eventually they become old and they draw. But, okay, that's the way this system works. And if we do not have a culture that basically teaches people over and over and over again, marriage is good, children are good, do that, well, you get results. Messages matter. People listen and they can be taught in both directions. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, the Clydesdales are here today. I completely forgot this was happening, and it happened to pop up. Thank you, Facebook, for reminding me. That today, from 6 to 8, meet the Clydesdales at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Oh, man, there's like 7,000 people have responded to this event. Not surprising. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to go, okay? But there will be a lot. And if you have never, have you ever seen the Clydesdales in person?
I have, actually, yes.
Yeah, we've been to amazing. The Budweiser tour and, mm-hmm. you know, to the farms where they have the other teams and stuff when we lived in St. Louis. But it's one of those things where, like, a picture doesn't do it justice.
Right. Yeah, you got to be there.
It's fantastic. It really is. You know, the pictures of nature don't equal your experience of seeing it for your own eyes. Pictures of the Clydesdales and videos do not do the justice of seeing them with your own eyes. It is an amazing thing. So very cool. Lewis Bear Company's putting that on, which makes sense as the Budweiser purveyors here in town. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Looking pretty good so far. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton Road. Creighton? How do you say that?
Creighton.
Okay. I went to school with people with last name Creighton.
Oh, and you had to say
Creighton. It wasn't Creighton. So Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. Also, 98 is looking good through Navarre and Gulf Breeze. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got a business, you've got employees, you want to manage benefits, or maybe you don't want to, but you have to manage benefits, like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You got to manage payroll and HR and all of that stuff. Listen, if you love it and it's going great and everybody's happy, good, do what you're doing. If you don't love it or it's not going great and not everybody's so happy, call Torgerson Causey. Now, they're going to come in and look at what you're doing, no cost, okay, no obligation, and they may provide you with the following answer. You're doing as good as you can do it right now, as well as you can do it right now. Or they might say, here's where we can tweak. Here's where we can improve. Here's where we can give your employees options. I know because they did that for us about 6 or 7 years ago here at Cat Country and News Radio. We started using them, and better plans, more alternatives, and outstanding customer service. When we have questions, they have answers. That is not always true. My wife is a very detail-oriented, critical thinker, and she likes to ask questions. And most of the time, what she tells me is, I don't know why I bother. When it comes to Torgerson Causey, she's like, oh, good answer. Outstanding. So give them a call today, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 437-1620. Oh, we got some good texts in here about the issue of having kids. Somebody says, we're not having kids because we don't have stability in our society. Also a factor. People who believe that society is unstable defer or don't, okay? People who believe that the world is, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, the more they believe that climate change is killing the planet, then the more they're fearful that they don't want to bring kids into a world like this. Or, if you really follow the logic of the climate change argument, kids are the problem. I mean, look, kids burn carbon and, you know, kids breathe carbon, you know, oxygen, turn it into carbon dioxide. You know, fewer kids means not killing the planet as much. And so, you know, these weird philosophies that drive people away from having kids, or just fear, or just instability, or economic uncertainty, right? If you're, you know, inflation's outpacing your money, then you say, well, we can't afford kids yet. I'll tell you a little secret, by the way. You'll never be able to afford kids. Just, you know,
right.
If you're, it's kind of like, you know, you're waiting for that time when you're sure this is the one you should marry. Well, that never comes. You're waiting. You have to make a choice. You're waiting for the time when it's going to be financially viable for you to have kids. That won't come. It won't ever happen because they are extraordinarily expensive. You don't have kids to make money, just as a side note. Somebody else says it's a far more complicated story than that. Women entering the workforce after World War II. Women can work, get an education, has lowered the birth rate. That is absolutely true. Because they choose work over home. Now, not always, you know, sometimes it goes the other way, but that is absolutely a factor in all of this. The notion that it's better, appropriate, and alternative for women to be in the workplace as opposed to being exclusively in the home, that is also and has an impact on society, on birth rates, and all this. You might say, well, that's a good thing. Okay, it also has effects. I mean, net analysis, I'm just saying that definitely reduces the birth rate because women either delay or deny, you know, having children. Somebody else here says, let's see, we have way too many people for our planet to support. False. False. Go to Nebraska. How many people per square mile in Nebraska, Wyoming, North Dakota? False. You're wrong. You've been told a lie. We do not have more people than the planet can support. We farm so much more efficiently on so much less farmland than we ever did before because farming technology changes. Water conservation technology changes. It's just false. This goes back to Malthus, you know, this, several hundred years ago, you know, neurotic mess of a monk who says, oh, my God, we're killing the planet. We're running out of people. And then Paul Ehrlich writes his book in the 70s. Oh, we're running out of planet. The population bomb. Again, I dare you. Go ask Japan. Ask what they think. Ask the Chinese what they think about this. We're not running out of planet. We do not have too many people. That's just false. Somebody, and the same person also says, you don't have to be married to have kids. Well, duh. But what's better for the kids, right? What's better for the adults? You know, the pastor in the break before we came back on the air was talking about, Pastor Johnson was talking about the need for humility, right? There is nothing that will cultivate humility in your life, not even, I dare say, God, like a spouse. Marriage is a great recipe for learning some humility. Not everybody takes the lesson, okay?
Preach it, brother.
Not everybody takes the lesson. Marriage is a fantastic domesticating tool for men to get them to change the way they behave. There's nothing more damaging and threatening to society than the single unattached male. And there's really nothing more beneficial by contrast to society than the married man who lives longer, is happier, does better in life, and is also better for society. That's what marriage does. Of course, you can have kids outside of marriage, but it is not as good for them or for you or for the whole culture. All kinds of other stuff to talk about. Lots of other texts coming in, but we're out of time. DC Reeves comes up next after the break. Thanks for listening.
News. I'm CJ Papa. A claim from the Hamas-run government that Israel strikes residential buildings again in a Gaza refugee camp for a second straight day, leaving many casualties. Al Jazeera television reporting from northern Gaza airing footage of the rubble and wounded people, including children, being brought to a nearby hospital. The Rafah crossing, leading people out of Gaza into Egypt, opened for the first time since the outbreak of the war.
It's great news that this crossing is open, not only to get injured Palestinians and vulnerable elderly people that need medical attention out, but also those foreign citizens.
Fox's Trey Yanks in southern Israel, the deal put together by Qatar with several nations, including the U.S. Court date today for 21-year-old Patrick Dye, a Cornell University junior accused by the feds of posting violent threats against fellow students who are Jewish. And Donald Trump Jr. set to testify at his family's $250 million civil fraud trial in Manhattan. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. The temperature just keeps on dropping. It's 42 degrees right now. Mostly clear skies this morning in Pensacola, though. The message from the Florida forestry officials today is clear.
It's entirely too dry. It's entirely too windy. We've got extremely low humidities right now, and it's extremely dangerous.
That is spokesman Joe Zierkowski. He says the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch through today because of critically low humidity levels in the area. With these cooler temperatures, it might be tempting to have a bonfire, but the high winds and dry weather make that dangerous. Both Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties have enacted burn bans. Escambia County so far has not. With more than 600,000 gotaways or migrants that have evaded Border Patrol but been detected through surveillance crossing the southern border this fiscal year, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says we have a migratory crisis of epic proportions.
We are incentivizing people to come illegally, and we are refusing. This administration refuses to enforce the law, and that's why, no matter how people feel about Ukraine, people come to us and say, but how can we deal with that without securing our border first? How can that not be a priority before anything else that we do?
And that is Marco Rubio there. He was on Fox News' Hannity program last night. He believes the Biden administration's policies are making this problem worse. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says there were more than 2.4 million encounters at the border last year. Well, boaters that spend a lot of time on the Gulf of Mexico taking a bit of a victory lap after a decision by NOAA. We get more from News Radio's Joe Ford.
Federal regulators rejected the implementation of a vessel slowdown zone that would have affected Gulf waters 100 meters to 400 meters deep, stretching from Pensacola to Tampa. The proposal was an effort to protect the rare Rice's whale species. In a statement on their website, NOAA says in part, quote, conservation tasks, including drafting a species recovery plan and conducting a quantitative vessel risk assessment, are all needed before we consider vessel regulations. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
And property tax collection for the 2023 fiscal year starts today. Bills from the tax collector's office were delivered to the post office yesterday to be mailed. Residents that make their payments in November will save 4% on their bills, and that percentage will reduce by 1% each month until March. Payments made in March get no discount. The total amount is due by the close of business on March 31st of this year. Polk County detectives say they've made a big drug bust on high-grade fentanyl that was coming into Central Florida. Sheriff Grady Judd in Polk County says it's the biggest fentanyl bust ever in his county. The drug was so potent, apparently, it almost killed one of the men transporting and selling it.
While he was packaging dope, He collapsed, and he woke up the next day.
Three men now facing charges in the case, two of them Mexican nationals. It is 7:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
No major slowdowns or accidents to report for your chilly commute this morning. We do have some slowdown. Let's see here. 98 westbound in Tiger Point, of course, is starting to back up at the light at Avalon, and it looks like Highway 29 at East 9 Mile, and then stretching all the way down East 9 Mile heading east. There is very congested in that area, so I'm going to check the cameras and see what's going on there. If you have any traffic info to report, text me at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a very chilly morning in store with temperatures in the low 40s, upper 30s. As we go into the rest of the day, highs warming to 60 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, another chilly night, temperatures dropping into the low 40s again. Sunny skies for Thursday with a high near 67. Thursday night, temperatures dropping back into the mid 40s. Slow warm up as we go into Friday. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 42 degrees in Pensacola, 42 in Gulf Breeze, 42 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Fed's two-day meeting will most likely conclude today with the central bank not doing a whole lot of anything, just the way the market wants things. There's virtually no chance policymakers will make a move either way on interest rates. Recent data had bought Fed officials time to decide their next step. Inflation, while decelerating, is still too high, and the economy is growing at a solid pace despite the highest benchmark interest rates since the early part of the century. What investors will watch are the signals that come from Chair Jerome Powell and the rest of the Open Market Committee about where they're leaning in the future. Microsoft has started rolling out the next major update to its Windows 11 PC operating system. The new version contains a chatbot called Copilot that bears some resemblance to startup OpenAI's popular ChatGPT. Copilot is a generative AI that can create human-like text and other content with just a few words of human direction. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, cold and sunny. That's the way we like it. I mean, it's good. I like a little change of pace. Mayor D.C. Reeves always joins us at this. We got him here. Go ahead. Is he up there? D.C., are you there? Oh, I know what that is. Hold on just a second. You need to talk for a second, Jake.
Yeah, sure. I'll do a quick little traffic info. Looks like I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way, stretching all the way eastbound down to Pensacola Boulevard is really, really slow right now. So I'm going to check the cameras and see. Might be an accident. I'm not sure. And we're trying to get D.C. Reeves on the phone here. Let me see. What else do we have here? 98 at westbound at Avalon is getting really, really slow. It's starting to back up all the way past Community Life Church. Almost all the way back to Dave's Oyster Bar at this point. So if you're heading westbound on 98, pack your patience there. Windhaven is starting to slow down, right at the beginning of Windhaven Beach and stretching all the way to the Waffle House. So that's where we're at right now.
All right, got that figured out. It was our fault, my fault, not DC's fault at all. DC, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Outstanding. Sorry about that, sir. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff to get to. I'm going to start with the smallest thing first. Fishing on Three Mile Bridge is, in fact, prohibited, and they are working on signs, and they were already working on them when we talked about it last week. Is that right?
That is 100% correct. We've actually, I met with FDOT on many things in Chipley probably almost a month ago. We drove over our staff administration and met on lots of stuff, but that was one of the topics we discussed. Is it's a safety issue. I mean, we can't have people fishing and hitting cars behind them and bicyclists trying to get by. I mean, it's clearly a safety issue. And so there are actually, I would expect, I know our PPD has been notified. Fish and Wildlife has been notified by FDOT that this is happening, that we expect signs up in the next 2 weeks.
The one thing we don't want to hear for a police officer is the jig made me jag. that's what we don't want to hear from the driver. All right. You had some. You're doing a lot. You're putting out too many big news stories at a time. I'm gonna complain about this. All right.
I understand.
The first one, and we didn't really talk about it last week, except to mention that I agree with you. Red light cameras. You're gonna do a pilot program. A handful of intersections to start. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So we're gonna probably look at 12 to 15. Obviously, you can look at the data that we shared with the media yesterday. That of our 16-hour study. At 17 different intersections, 26 approaches. Remember, that's one direction at a light. So what we're looking at is probably 12 to 15 approaches. So that may only be, you know, if it's a total intersection, you know, we're talking about certainly less than 10 total intersections. But, at the end of the day, we know it's where the crashes are happening. We know that it's 5,000-plus hours of police work for just the primary officer. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, the sociology behind any kind of blowback or protest to this, I'm really not following. I've even been presented that it's somehow, you know, anti-Republican. And I would I am saying is I don't know how it's a partisan platform for people to not get hurt or killed at a red light. What I look at is how do we keep people safe? How do we keep our police out in your neighborhood, not at a traffic accident? And, there is one foolproof plan that everyone can abide by. Just don't run the red light. You won't know they're there, I promise you. That's it. And so rationalizing the vibrancy of our community has to be derived in somehow injuring or killing people at intersections doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
As a long time, not lifelong, I was definitely a Democrat at one time, a liberal at one time, okay? But as a long time Republican, I'm pretty sure our party platform is not built around running red lights and defending those who do. So just to be clear about that, you know, I'm in favor of law enforcement, okay? The question, though, is you're going to roll this out as a pilot program. I have to assume that the goal, since the goal is to, as quickly as possible, reduce danger and or crashes, that you'd be rolling it out at the major intersections, the biggest high-profile intersections, and then you're looking to see what, 6 months, how down the road, how many people are running red lights, what collision rates, that kind of stuff. Is that what we're expecting?
Exactly. We have a wealth of data over the past decade that suggests where these accidents are happening. And then, of course, now even more surgical data exactly, you know, and talk about this summer, what happened on a 16-hour period at all these intersections. So we are fully stocked with data to make good decisions on where these go. Now, what I was saying is, you know, we're not going to go out and pick 50 intersections to do this. I mean, we want to see how it works. Are there some blind spots for us in how it operates? We want to make sure that we aren't overdoing it. Because what's the goal here? Safety is the goal. So we want to see in 6 months or 8 months, 9 months, a year, that we went from 65 crashes at, say, 9th and Bayou to 20 or less. You know, we want to see that we're making progress before we were to go too heavy-handed across the city. So we'll pick our biggest pain points, and I've mentioned before, Fairfield and Davis, 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport are our year-over-year worst intersections for crashes. So, again, we're not finalizing this list quite yet, but it's a pretty safe assumption there'll be some interaction with some cameras at those three intersections.
And I like that you mentioned that it was particularly at Davis and Fairfield, you're talking about the east-west, not necessarily the north-south. So it's the approaches, not the intersection. And even I think Chase and Gregory and Ninth was one that was mentioned as well, which I can see how that would be an issue. So I am looking forward to this. I think that it will be effective. The only thing that annoys me is we haven't done it before, because I agree with the reasoning that you cut down on property damage, you cut down on damage to people and loss of life, and you're really doing is enforcing a law that people should already be following to begin with. One question I have: what's the cost involved to, for example, install the equipment, monitor and maintain, handle the requests, send out the mailers? I know this is not a money-making proposition, and even if it is, that's going to go back into public safety. But what is the kind of investment we're looking at to set up the pilot program?
Yeah, ultimately how the mechanics of the cost work is there's ultimately some kind of monthly – I mean, I'm going to oversimplify this and basically say that it's some kind of monthly fee from the operator that they're getting a certain – percentage of ticket, ticket violation revenue that helps offset their cost. It's ultimately so there's not a big capital outlay on this that the city has to bear. But that's also why you wouldn't put one at all hundreds of intersections of the city, is because you're really trying to focus on areas that are pain points for safety and that have the traffic volume. So that's how it will work. It's not a big expense to us. There's some minor, we're going to, like Gulf Breeze does, we're going to put signs up that say, come when you approach the intersection that it's photo enforced. We're going to have those kinds of things. So we'll have some minimal expense on our side to get it set up, but it's really built into the operation. There's not a big upfront capital.
All right. I got a couple of follow-up questions in just a second, though. Mayor, we're talking to DC Reeves. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, 98 westbound in Tiger Point is starting to really back up at Avalon there. Also, 98 eastbound in Windhaven, moving very slow from the Windhaven Animal Hospital all the way down to the Waffle House. And I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way down to Pensacola Boulevard, very slow roll there. This traffic report is brought to you by Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Since 1981, Pensacola Habitat for Humanity has built over 1,500 homes in the Escambia and Santa Rosa County area. However, their impact goes beyond building houses with various programs and services aimed at transforming communities one homeowner at a time. Ow! Call 850-434-5456 for more information. You can always text your traffic info to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. A couple of questions, follow-up questions on the red light camera thing. Everything is a little bit different process. Will PPD officers have final eyeballs on the tickets here in Pensacola to make sure that they're justified violations? We had you turned down for a second. Sorry about that, DC.
Sorry for traffic.
My fault.
Oh, I said, okay.
Will PPD have eyes on before the violations go out?
Absolutely. And the one time I can bring up a Blockbuster reference, me and you brothers in Blockbuster, is that, remember when you were supposed to drop the video off by noon and people would say that I dropped it off at 12:05 and we didn't actually bring anything until 4?
Yeah.
Same concept here. Anybody who says, well, I missed it by an inch, there's going to be some margin of error that's
right.
going to be allowed here. That's going to be looked at human eyes. So if you get a violation, it's clearly going to be a violation. That's what I could say at this point.
And I figured that was the case. I just wanted, I know it's good for people to be able to hear that. Second thing is, though, as you mentioned, there's a revenue spinoff to the operating company, and there might theoretically be some revenue to us, which should go into public safety if it ever has to be a lot. But really, the goal is for it to be, a losing proposition, right? The goal is to write no red light tickets, right?
Correct. I mean, and that's why I said people are like, well, is this some kind of revenue stream for the city? I hope not.
Right.
I mean, I hope that, I hope what it is, what I would be happy with is, look, if it's cost neutral, that helps us operate it, and we go from 65 crashes at Ninth and Bayou or over 60 in every year, year in, year out, and we go to 15, that is worth its weight in gold. So, I mean, we're talking about lives that we are saving. So, I hope it doesn't make money. If it does, as you mentioned, any money would go back to public safety.
And even
police,
if it,
fire or infrastructure.
Yeah, and honestly, even if, okay, let's say we put it in place, everybody stops running red lights, the company is losing money, and they come to us and say, hey, we're losing money, we got to change this, you need to pay for this service. Great. you know, we'll pay for it. It's better than hiring officers.
I would love to have.
Did
exactly.
You,
I would love to have the conversation where they have to, you know, I have to, you know, plead with them to charge us less money because we have no one running red lights.
Right.
I look forward very much to that conversation.
Purely a practical, I guess, political question. You're smart. Okay. You're not going to roll this out and then ask city council if they're willing to change the ordinance. I assume you've talked to enough city council members and briefed them that the changing of the ordinance is kind of a pro forma at this point. Is that your expectation?
I would think so. We certainly have, we think the citywide support and the infrastructure already kind of in place to make sure that we can enforce this fairly.
Perfect. That's what I want. And I assume, but I just, you know, my job is to sometimes ask the questions instead of assuming. Man, you know, we always run out of time. This is so frustrating. I love the idea of the professional development. We'll have to get into that next time. But the program with PSC to teach people how to be leaders, because leadership is something you have to be taught, not something you just acquire because you're good at your base job. I love that premise. Wonderful premise. I did also want to just give you a moment to talk about the CareerSource Florida Board of Directors appointment. Kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you. And certainly grateful to Governor DeSantis for that appointment. We know how important workforce talent development is in any city in Florida. And you can think about very specific situations like for the city of Pensacola, ST Engineering. You know, what are we trying to do? We're trying to get that workforce built up and reap the benefits, the ROI of having a big company like that. And so so I'm really excited. I'm working with the Chamber and CareerSource Escarosa, Dr. McBride, to actually get a working group together before my first meeting to kind of make sure and just listen to the people that are really on the front lines of workforce development, make sure that when I go to Tallahassee and go to these board meetings that I'm representing ourselves well and representing our priorities well. So very excited for that. And it's a very important board. It's where the workforce dollars in the state of Florida go. So very excited for that opportunity.
No, it's a really good thing. It's quite an honor, frankly. And then we always like to end with a bit of a lightning round, just some fun questions that we ask you. First question is, do you wash your jeans in the washing machine? If so, how frequently? Do you go multiple wears before you wash them? There's a big online debate about this, and some people say you should never wash jeans.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to expose me a bit here. I'm not a big regular jean washer. I think you just got to let it ride a little bit. They never fit the same once you let them run through, I don't think. So, you know, I hate to say that. It makes me sound maybe not as clean as I need to be. But, you know, I'll let them run.
I'll let them run. No, it's true, because you wash them and they get smaller, and then you got to wear them back to the proper size. I mean, that's not fun.
Exactly.
do you leave online reviews? Do you leave bad online reviews? Are you honest in that way, or do you participate in the reviewing system?
Probably not as much as I should on the positive side, because I've owned a business and I know how valuable those are. But usually, if I've got a negative review, I email the person directly if I have bad experience.
All right.
I mean, I just think, you know, that's how you help. You want to help a business, email the manager, you know, and say, hey, look, this is the experience I had. I mean, I think, you know, I think that's the most productive thing to help a small business, frankly. And I know I'm a little biased in that. But.
I'm going to ask you a question that may expose an age gap between us. And so please feel free to say you're not sure. But were you a Friends watcher with the passing of Matthew Perry? Do you have a favorite Friends episode? And if your answer is, I never really watch Friends, that's okay. I forgive you. You're a lot younger than I am.
Actually, you'll love this. You hit the nail on the head. I used to watch it because my mom used to watch it. So I used to see it, you know.
Man.
It sounds like I was making that up, only to make you seem old. But
let me pull the pitchfork out of my bag.
So
all right.
Yeah. I was playing with toys in the living room while she was watching. Don't worry. I am familiar.
Okay. So I've told this story a couple times, but I have to tell you because it's relevant right now. We used to have a front desk person, you know, a receptionist who was like just out of UWF 22 or whatever. And I was walking out one day and I was just chatting with her and she was watching something on her phone. And I said, oh, you know, what do you watch on your phone? And she said, oh, I'm watching this old TV show that my parents liked. Have you ever heard of it? It's called Friends.
Right. Exactly.
I just slunk out the store.
Exactly. 9 or 10 years old. Yeah. So I'd hear it in the background. Right before bedtime.
You were high on my list until that comment, but I'll allow it. DC Reeves is our mayor of Pensacola. As always, DC, thank you for the time, sir. I love some of these initiatives. They're very good. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
7:54 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When I was 22, I got involved with the Russian Mafia. Here's how it happened.
Good morning, 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, so we're still looking at the slowdowns on 98 this morning. 98 westbound in Tiger Point is starting to back up at Avalon really badly. Somebody texted in about a possible fire in the area, so I'm researching that right now. If you have any info, please text us at 437-1620. Also, 98 eastbound in Windhaven starting to move slow. And I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest down to Pensacola Boulevard. Very slow roll there. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. Text your traffic info to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody texts in and says, has anyone researched the cities across the nation that got rid of their red light cameras? I wish that were true. I don't think that is true. But the same person basically is asking the question. We're going to have accidents at these intersections when people start slamming on their brakes. I think it's a bad decision. One example: what if a friend or a neighbor drove your car and ran the light? Two answers. One is the video evidence will show the driver in the car. Number two, there is, as I understand it, the data does indicate that you do have a slight increase in rear-end collisions. But you trade those off for T-bones and left turns and all that kind of stuff. Like, yes, there will be a slight increase in minor collisions as a result of red light camera intersections, but it comes at the benefit of you lose the big, dangerous, awful ones. At least you reduce those in frequency is kind of the answer there. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our quick headline. Sorry, David, I didn't give you any time.
Oh, that's all right. Closing arguments happening today in the fraud trial of former crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried. His attorneys rested their case yesterday. He faces life in prison if convicted on all counts against him.
Very good. It's 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. We'll come back. We'll talk about that professional development program that the mayor proposed and get to talk about it with him. Very interesting what he's wanting to do in conjunction with Pensacola State College and the teaching of leadership, something that is maybe not taught as much as it should be.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.